Welcome to The Man Chair, where two guys debate their best of lists in sports, TV, movies, music, and more. Our co-hosts, Brian Page and Jason Rogers, are lifelong friends who grew up three houses apart. They won the childhood lottery, being kids in a small Midwest town playing sports from sunup to sundown before social media was a thing. So sit back in your man chair, go back in time to when life was more simple, and join us as we debate our best of lists each week. And be sure to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with suggestions for the next episode. Now on to the show. Welcome, listeners, to the Man Chair podcast, where today Jason and I are going to debate our top five movie supervillains list. Jason, you ready to get after it?
I am ready to go. Got my list in front of me, and I'm ready to give the listeners what they want.
There we go. I know that you're all about it. We do need to make sure that people understand how we defined movie supervillains. So it could not be cartoons. It had to be, when you think like superheroes, supervillains, think like Batman, think, the Joker. What we did not include would be like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, as an example. That's a whole separate thing, a whole separate category. So we're focusing on the top five movie supervillains. Outside looking in, Jason, do you want to share a few of yours?
General Zod from Superman. That was the first superhero movie I remember watching. Was with the old Christopher Reeve Superman, where General Zod was the main villain. And it was three villains. It was General Zod and two of his henchmen. But General Zod was outside my top five. I didn't put Venom, Dr. Doom, Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I didn't put Shredder in there.
Okay.
The Penguin didn't make it. Catwoman or Doc Ock. Doc Ock was really cool in the Spider-Man movies that came out a few years ago, but he's just outside my top five. And I love Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, but I didn't put Harley Quinn in my top five either. No, I like Margot Robbie just about everything she does.
Well, there's a couple I want to add to that list, the Green Goblin. And then this one actually gave me nightmares. I don't know if you remember Poltergeist 2, Reverend Henry Kane. Song that he would hymn as he walked up to the house. Yeah. That terrified me.
Creepy.
It was. I don't know if we were 6, 7, 8 years old, but it was probably not old enough to watch that guy in that show or in that movie. All right. So let's get straight after it. Number five, Jason, who did you have?
Number five, I put down Loki. Yeah. The God of Mischief. I kind of like Loki because he's not purely a bad guy. He's pretty funny. He's a stepbrother or brother of Thor. He was a son of a frost giant that Odin, which is Thor's father, killed, and Odin took Loki to raise him. Loki was always jealous of his brother Thor. They live in Asgard, and Asgardians valued strength and bravery in battle above everything else, and Loki, that's not where he shined. He was more of a sorcerer, and he would outthink people, and he just plays tricks, and he's tried to get rid of Thor multiple times. He's played by Tom Hiddleston in the Avengers movies. He has a Disney Plus series out now too. I think they have two seasons, but I like Loki because I think he gave me the funniest scene in the Avengers movies that I can remember. They were chasing Loki down and Loki ended up in a room with the Hulk and he started this long speech to the Hulk and the Hulk just grabs him by his legs and pounds him over and over again into the ground. You have to look up the scene. It's pretty good.
But yeah, what scene you're talking about.
I had Loki at number five.
All right, my number five is Bane.
You stay here. I'm in charge.
Do you feel in charge?
From The Dark Knight Rises, Tom Hardy played him. Two fun facts about Bane. First is that he had to re-record almost all of the lines because when they went to cut, they found that they couldn't understand him through that mask. So most of his lines are actually second takes through a controlled studio setting. And the other one, found this really interesting. This was a heck of a commitment by him. He put on 30 pounds of pure muscle in a really short period of time, and it actually caused permanent damage to his joints. So, he went all out for this. Jason, who was your number four?
My number four is Skeletor from Masters of the Universe.
Oh,
that movie came out in 1987. I don't care what you think, Brian. Masters of the Universe is my favorite.
I thought that was a cartoon.
It was a cartoon, and they put out a live-action movie in 1987, which is absolutely terrible. So I'm kind of been in the rules here. Skeletor has been in a movie, and he's my number four villain of all time. I would argue that I would think, other than my number one, Skeletor is the most recognizable villain in the world. If you show somebody his skull, skull and his purple hood, people are going to know who that is.
To 12-year-olds? What are you talking about?
Make fun of me all you want. Anyway.
You're going to be apologizing you shared your love for Zoolander.
I'll never apologize for Masters of the Universe. Skeletor was He-Man's arch nemesis. He was actually his uncle. He was the brother of the king. He tried to overthrow the kingdom, got disfigured in a battle, and turned into Skeletor. He has superhuman strength, stamina. He's immortal. He's a genius. He's a sorcerer. He's everything that is good in a villain.
I put
Skeletor at number four. Go on with your number four, Paige.
Okay. All right. So, by the way, how many of those Skeletor and He-Man figurines do you have in your room?
You should have told me before this podcast. I would have counted them. I have multiple of each.
I think you have some over your shoulder, and I just took a screenshot. I'm putting that on Facebook.
Yeah, go ahead. That is
perfect.
That's about a tenth of what I have in this room.
I know. You need...
room before. You know what it looks like.
Yep. TheManChair.com. So you'll get to our Facebook page through there so you can see a picture of his figurines. It's his own room that his wife is not allowed in. It's his guest room.
She would argue. She would argue it's the one room she lets me go into.
That's probably better. My number four is Mr. Glass, Samuel L. Jackson. So, if you recall, you're going to see that there's a theme to kind of my appreciation for these movie supervillains. And I really like a story that unpacks like who they are and where their evil originated from. And if it's done the right way, it's done in a way where along the journey, you can kind of understand their pain. You can see how they evolved to what they are. And that's how Mr. Glass was evolved in the movie. So in the movie, it's Elijah Price. The movie is Unbreakable. I should have brought that up. The evolution of that character made a lot of sense. So if you haven't seen it, you know, he's born broken with this genetic disease. It makes him brittle, and it stayed with him throughout his life. So he's bullied, imagine, like as a child. And, you know, you can imagine how when you're bullied as a kid, he found a way to protect himself from the outside world with his imagination, which manifested into this just mass murderer. So the beginning of the movie, you know, you see this train derailment, where everybody on all the passengers were killed. All the whole crew was killed except for David Dunn, who plays his opposite in the movie. M. Night Shyamalan movie, by the way. You're going to pick up on a theme there. Jason, you've seen that movie, right?
Yeah, I like that movie. I like the trilogy.
Yeah, well said. Jason, who is your number three?
My number three is Thanos from the Marvel Comics and the MCU.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. You're going to get a lot of people that agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Played by Josh Brolin. He's a warlord from the moon Titan, which orbits Saturn. Has superhuman strength, speed, stamina, durability. He's a genius level intellect. He's in the two movies. He's fighting the Avengers. He's trying to collect all the Infinity Gems. And if he can get them all, he wants to destroy half of all living things in the universe. So the two movies are about that. The Avengers trying to stop him from doing that. Yeah, I mean, he looks awesome. He's huge. And he's in the movies, he takes on multiple Avengers at a time. There's a good scene with him fighting Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Captain America at once. I just think I like the MCU, but I like those Avengers movies the best. and Thanos is the main villain in that. And I mean, I had Thanos at number three.
This is a quick reminder to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with topic suggestions for the next episode. Now back to the show.
So my number three is Kevin Wendell Crumb, the Beast from the movie Split. So if you don't recall, this movie came out in around 2016. Jason brought this up earlier. It was another one of the trilogies with M. Night Shyamalan. And Kevin Wendell Crumb is portrayed by James McAvoy, and he's mentally ill. He has 24 different personalities. Most of them are, you know, just kind people. They're just different people within one, except for three. So there's Dennis, who's this obsessive, cold, tough guy, Patricia, who's a manipulative woman, and then both of them kind of pull his chain to get him to bring out the Beast, who's this is 24th personality, and it's literally a cannibalistic monster. So that monster is on a quest to fight against the impure. Fun fact, as it pertains to the trilogy that Jason brought up, when Kevin Wendell Crumb was a kid, his father, Clarence Wendell Crumb, died in that train derailment that was caused by Mr. Glass. So that's all tied together. All right, Jason, what was your number two?
And here we go.
At number two, I have the Joker.
Which one?
I liked Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix. If I had to pick between the two, Joaquin
Phoenix. Oh, no, hold on. You got to make a choice.
The Joaquin Phoenix Joker, that was my favorite movie.
Okay.
Of all the Jokers. But he's Batman's enemy. First came out in 1940, Batman comics. He was supposed to be killed off in the first edition, but he wasn't. He has various origin stories, but most of them agree that he was Jack Oswald White. And Batman was chasing him, and he fell into a chemical waste bin. It bleached his skin, turned his hair green, and turned his lips red. And the disfigurement just drove him insane. He's a criminal mastermind, a psychopath. He has no superhuman abilities, but he's just diabolical. And he's been played by Cesar Romero and Heath Ledger, Joaquin Phoenix, Jared Leto, and Jack Nicholson. Voiced by Mark Hamill in some animation and some cartoons.
Oh, and that's some real
and
research.
Video games.
You're bringing in video game voice animation.
Yeah. Well, Mark Hamill also did the voice of Skeletor in the Netflix series for He-Man.
Oh, you got to go back to Skeletor.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you can't have a villains list and not have Joker on it, in my opinion. So I had Joker at number two.
Listeners, we did not compare lists in advance. Joker's my number two, and I see, like, I actually went back and forth between Joaquin Phoenix and Heath Ledger, but for me, I just felt like it's debatable, right? But I felt like that as far as a single performance in a single movie, that Heath Ledger was the best movie supervillain in history for a single performance in a single movie. I rewatched that movie with The Dark Knight. It's The Dark Knight, so it's not called Batman. It's called The Dark Knight. I think a day or two ago, and every time I watch it, it just the little mannerisms and the little nuances in which he plays the character are just brilliant. So anyhow, yeah, Heath Ledger is for the Joker is my number two. Jason, who's your number one?
At number one, I have Darth Vader.
Oh, you've got to. That's mine, too.
No way.
Yep.
Man, I thought I was going to surprise you and be so smart and have Vader at number one. I didn't think you'd think of Vader. But, I mean, how can you not have Darth Vader at number one?
Yeah.
Like I said, I thought Skeletor might be the second most recognizable villain, but Darth Vader has to be number one. I mean, if you just listen to the guy breathe. Most people will know who that is. But if you see his helmet, everybody knows what Vader's helmet looks like. And Star Wars is arguably the most successful or an influential movie franchise ever.
Yeah.
And the whole thing revolves around Vader. He's a great bad guy. Luke Skywalker's dad, Anakin Skywalker, supposed to bring balance to the Force, but he's seduced by Palpatine. He turns into a Sith Lord. And yeah, he's great. I can't see how you can have a list without Vader on it. And when we came up with this idea for this list, Vader was by far my first choice for number one. So I have Darth Vader at number one.
Yeah, and I went with Vader for a slightly different reason. Again, I like to see just the evolution of a character and to understand, you know, kind of the origin of their evil. And I like there to be some depth there. And I looked at Darth Vader along the lines of the entire series, all not just, you know, the Return of the Jedi as an example, right? The last one, but starting with him as Anakin Skywalker, where he's this promising Jedi Knight. Everything about him is positive and glowing and loads of talent. But he had, you know, a little bit of anger, a desire for control, and then he was seduced and be seduced to the dark side. And, you know, he ended up that manifested him into Darth Vader. And I love the bookend of the story where it starts out with this, you know, this really promising positive child to total darkness. And then at the conclusion, you know, Return of the Jedi, where, you know, he decides I'm going to give my life for my son. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it now, don't be like, oh, I was going to rent that for the first time on the way home. You know, it's been out, so that wasn't happening. But, you know, the very end where he decides I'm going to, you know, give my life for my son so he can live. I love that bookend. I don't know if that makes him a true movie supervillain. And my fun fact there is in my old day job, I actually worked with the attorney who represented George Lucas when he sold the rights to all of that to Disney, Kit Kaufman. So shout out to Kit, if you're listening. So with all of that said, let's go back through our top five very quickly. Jason, why don't you start with your fifth?
At number five, I had Loki.
Four number was who?
Four, I had Skeletor. Number three, Thanos. Number two, Joker. And I have Darth Vader at number one.
And mine were five was Bane, four was Mr. Glass, number three, Kevin Wendell Crumb, a.k.a. The Beast, number two, Joker played by Heath Ledger, and number one, Darth Vader. Jason, we have to add one into the hopper. Shout out to my buddy Dave who recommended this. Top five movies nobody has seen.
Movies no one has seen.
Yeah, hyperbole, obviously, but that flew under the radar, right? Top five movies where you watch it, you walk away, you're like, goodness, how is it that people aren't talking about this? Top five movies people haven't seen.
Okay.
That's got to go in the hopper. But for now, go ahead, and if you wouldn't mind telling our listeners, what is coming out of the hopper for our next episode?
Well, let's see.
That's the real hopper, folks. He didn't go digital. He ordered one online, and you can see it at our Facebook page, themanchair.com.
Our next list is the worst first-round NFL draft picks.
The worst first-round NFL draft picks. Love it.
Yeah.
Timely, although it would have been nice to pull that out in another week or two. That's okay. It'll give people a jump so they can talk some smack with their friends at the water cooler because they will now know more than them because they're going to be prepped by us. We'll make sure we do all the homework for you so you don't have to.
All right, we just robbed the hopper. That means it's the end of the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating and review. It really helps us out a lot. If you have an idea for our next list, please email us at themanchairpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook on our Man Chair Podcast page, or you can find links to everything we own in our own little corner of the web, themanchair.com. The Man Chair Podcast is sponsored by Modern Husbands. Go to modernhusbands.com for ideas to manage money and the home as a team.